You're listening to 102.1 The Edge. When we think of Scotland, we think of the beautiful greenery, and we think of so many great rock bands, especially in the 80s. They brought us some of the best music that entertained the world. Four of those individuals have gotten together in a band called Four Good Men, and they're going to be in town at the Opera House for a gig on Saturday night. Bruce Watson, founding member of Big Country, is part of it. He joins on the line live from Scotland. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. You know what? We've heard of a few good men, but we're introducing everyone today to Four Good Men. And why don't you tell us who makes up this really neat, eclectic lineup of great musicians?
Well, Four Good Men is basically Derek Forbes and Mick McNeil from Simple Minds, Ian Donaldson from a band called H2O, and myself, Bruce Watson, from Big Country.
Now, how did we, I suppose back in the day you guys have been friends for a long time. What made you get together to keep making music? Aside from the need, if you're a player, you just got to play, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, it was kind of a fun thing to start with. Basically, I was doing a couple of charity gigs with my friend Fish, who used to be in Marillion, and I was approached by Derek. And he said that him and Ian were thinking about putting this band together just to go out and just basically dip our toe in the water and just see what happens, you know. So Mick got involved, then myself got involved, and we've been doing some Scottish festivals. And we've just been taking it from there, and it's kind of led into doing this American tour.
I want to put together some numbers for you here. 60 top 40 singles, 20 top 10 albums, 8 number ones, and over 40 million records sold between all of you. When we go to the show Saturday night at the Opera House, are we going to get a mix of both bands and also some new material? How do you play it?
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of split it in half. We're going to basically showcase some new material, and we're also going to do some of the hits from our back catalogs as well.
You know, Bruce, I got to ask you about this, and I'm sure watching with the recent U2 Green Day cover of the Saints, it makes you think of your friend and bandmate Stuart Adamson, who we lost way too early.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great that I think it was The Edge that actually chose the track. They got together with Green Day and recorded it, and it's an absolutely fantastic version, and it's great for Stuart and Stuart's family.
Yeah, we in that spirit, we encourage everyone to come out and not only relive the great music, but the spirit of music, and as you say, Stuart Adamson and both bands, Simple Minds and Big Country, and also check out what you're doing today. We will see you on Saturday night. The gig is at the Opera House, and tickets are available now. Bruce, thank you for taking some time to join us this evening.
Okie dokie, thank you very much.
Take care. This afternoon, this evening for you. We'll see you Saturday. You know what? It might be a big country, but it's a small rock community. We'll see you at the Opera House on Saturday night, 102.1 The Edge.